Unit 2. Women in Business. Reading.
Japanese women's status in the business world has come a long way since the days when it was perceived that women's ultimate role in society is to be a devoted homemaker. One pioneering female entrepreneur who helped to pave the way for women's advancement into the workforce is Yoshiko Shinohara, chairman of Tempstaff Company Limited. Shinohara was the only Japanese woman to be ranked among the top 50 of the most powerful women in business in the international category by Fortune magazine in 2010. Shinohara established her temporary staffing agency in 1971. At the time, the concept of temporary staffing was virtually unknown in Japan, but she envisaged a future prospect for the market and saw it as a way to broaden the workplaces where women could apply their skills. In 1986, Japan enacted an equal employment opportunity law that laid the foundation for more equality in the workplace. Furthermore, the economic stagnation encountered by Japan in the 1990s helped to boost temp staff's business, as companies tried to avoid the high overhead costs associated with keeping permanent employees. Although notable headway has been made in recent years to improve women's standing in the workplace, Japan still trails behind other industrialized countries in terms of women's participation in management. In 2009, the UNDP placed Japan at 57th out of 109 countries and regions on the GEM, which is a measure of women's economic empowerment. In the face of the diminishing working population ratio, perhaps a key factor for Japan to refloat its economy may lie in its ability to utilize the potential of the female workforce to the fullest.